Слава Иисусу.
Praise to Jesus.
Мы просто служим тем,
we just serve,
не тем даром, который мы даже имеем,
that gift that we actually have. This is the beginning, but we serve by doing and being who we really are. When you drink water, you don't say to the water, thank you, water. You water. Water comes into you, understand me, right? It does not serve you. It is, and it becomes part of you, and this is a very unique thing. You know, there are individuals that will minister you, and the other individuals that will become part of you till the end of your life. They are attached to you by the Spirit of God Himself, and you understand this is how it is with me, and I'm sure with you. There's those individuals that will be with you. Maybe I'll never see them in person, but when I will be in heaven, I will embrace them in heaven and say thank you, because your spirit is part of my spirit. This is a serious law. When water, it's right here on the side, when it comes into me, it becomes part of me. Now I'm water, and water is me. Okay, beloved, we'll go into the Word. And today, again and again, I want to give you a challenge, ask you a couple of questions. I'd like to do that from time to time. I like to shake the sleepy kingdom of Christianity. I like to throw challenges, maybe pick here and there the things that you've tried to patch up. And you know, the message is called, what is hidden in you? You know what's hidden in you? Do you know what is hidden in you? What is hidden in you? We don't know what is hidden in us. So for a certain time, often, you know, we're very unique people. We're so unique, we don't even understand how unique we are. Only our Heavenly Father knows how unique we are. And this is why He loves us, because He has created us this way. He loves His creation. You're unique. You didn't even go into those places where you were shocked from yourself. Yeah, you were shocked from yourself, but not on the good side. We will talk about a different shock here. So, often you're even amazed how people bring up someone for their talent or giftings or abilities. Do you know what's sleeping in you? Do you know what is hidden in you? Let this phrase, let it become this simple phrase today. Just think about it.
Try and just
receive what will be spoken from here. Often, I encounter people that ask the same questions by coming from a conference yesterday night. Same questions. Who am I? Why? What did the Lord call me to do? How do I find my calling? How do I enter and become part of the kingdom of God? Same old questions. Christianity is an epidemic right now. It doesn't know who it is. Again, I'm confirming it, because every time, no matter where I go, same questions. Questions are the same from masses and masses of people. Pastor, how do I find myself? And that is the right question. Of course, we ask questions because we want to know God. I see someone who became part of the body, not just became part of the body, he became an element. And now, there's just testimonies here. You don't go there. Someone just put on their headphones and became healed or changed. Guys, beloved, you have to understand, sometimes God does not need your physical body. He needs to use you. How should I say it? You know, often God uses one of the anointed people like a symbol of faith. An individual that the Lord is using and simply saying, look over there and learn from there. We all have people like that, including me. God tells me, look at that person. Look, take some things for yourself, and I'm feeding. Not that he's coming and laying his hands upon me. No, his element is touching me. That person doesn't even know me. You understand? That person doesn't know my name. His element has changed me, touched me to such an extent that I understand it's not him. I understand that I'm a completely grown person, and this is God doing that. He's created him, made him this element, and he touches me through that person's ministry. And this is what the Lord wants to achieve from us. You don't need to go drive around late hands on people. Stop. You're an element. God doesn't need your physical actions. God needs to make you a symbol that when someone hears your voice, and it's not you. Often God will make it this way, that you might come and appear in somebody's dream and lay hands upon him, and then they receive something or healing. You don't know that person. You're just sleeping, minding your own business, but the Lord is doing His work. But the Lord uses you. Why? Because you have transformed into His element. You're not no longer just an anointed person. You are anointing. You're not a preacher. You are the message. You're not a worshiper. You are worship. This is the difference. This is the difference in what you're doing and who you are. There's a big difference. So our goal as a church is not to do something, but to transform and to become. And then you can no longer not do it. This is that element. And when you become, when you flow into this condition where you no longer cannot not do it, now then you can be called an element or part of the body of Christ. While you're still trying and striving, you're still on the way, you're going there. Usually we want that which we really are, and often we don't want to do that which we already are. And I continue saying to these people, everything is hidden by God inside of you. You don't need extraordinary things. Everything is hidden by God inside of you. Right time, right soil. We've said this before. For instance, take a seed of a wheat or a tomato. You know everything is hidden in it, in that seed. You don't need to put anything in there anymore or bring it to life. Right time, right soil, and that's it. Everything is in that seed. Listen to me. If God has created the seed that has inside of it everything, we've talked about it, a pine cone. It's not just one forest. Multitudes of forests in one pine cone. So imagine who you are. The kingdom of God, Jesus said, is in you. You are walking. You just don't understand. You're not comprehending it. While you're still in the flesh, you didn't flow into the element. You didn't become the element part of the kingdom. The kingdom cannot flow out of you. Because if you'd be in the flesh, everything will flow. It will flow, but it will be cut inside of you. You will not let it go out. All of it will stay here. It's mine. It's mine. Stop. I prayed. I preached. When I testified. Listen, there's too much of you. Just die. I want God. I want Him. Listen. I continue saying it, and I will continue saying it, like inside of you, like in that pine cone, like in that seed, in that small, tiny seed. Everything is hidden in there. Everything. Just the same way, everything is hidden inside of you by God. And today we will talk how it all comes out to the outside. We always say, for something to be revealed, the right time has to come, the right soil and the right component have to come together so that from the pine cone the forest will grow. So, number one of the pine cone, what she needs to do is die. Again and again and again, I prove to you, you will not be able to remain a pine cone. We want to say, there's brother pine cone, and here's his forest. No, you don't get it. You don't get how deep this is, what I just said. Either he is brother pine cone, and there's a forest, and there's no forest, or there is no brother pine cone, but there is a forest. A pine cone turned into an element. Now it's part of the soil that gives life to the forest. You understand me, right? And all the brothers and sisters who are pine cones said, amen. I understand. We're still alive. We're dying. We are dying to self. We're all in the process. I ask you a question. You want to see a forest, or you want to remain a pine cone? You want to remain that seed upon the windowsill, or do you really want to die and nothing will remain from that seed? But what comes out of that seed? That's what Jesus said. Do not hold me, guys. He told his disciples, if the seed does not fall into the soil and die, it will not bring fruit. If it will not die, it will not bring a lot of fruit. Don't hold me. It's better for me to go. Disciples didn't understand what Jesus was talking about. He says, you don't understand. I will die. One Christ. Christ died, and millions of Christs multiplied and grew. Like gives birth to like. This is what he said. I need to die right now so that you would be born. I need to become an element of whole salvation. Now Jesus is no longer Jesus that came. Jesus became that element of salvation. You understand? Before the shedding of the blood, Jesus was Jesus. But when he became an element, he died. He became one. And now that you know that without this element, the element of Jesus, you cannot see the Father. And this is our goal. We come. Jesus, he's an example. He's an ideal example. He came to earth. He came went through death, through wilderness, deserts, temptation of the devil, trials. And he said, let this cup pass me by. These are the words of a man. But let your will be done, not my will. He's dying. Becomes part, an element, plan of God. Before this, he was simply the Son of God. After the death, he's an element of the kingdom. And that is that copy that the Lord wants us to be. You want to preach, you want to carry his word upon yourself, and you want to remain alive. You want to carry the element of the word upon yourself, and you want to remain alive. You are mistaken. You cannot. Can someone say, from this sunflower seed, from this pine cone, a force was born? You will not find that pine cone. It does not exist. It's deteriorated, it decomposed, and you will not find anything from it. You will find something that came out of it, but you will not find it. It's dead completely. It became an element, a part. This is it. This is how I live. This is what I'm saying, where we're heading. We want for this generation to rise up. Someone has to die. We want to see the glory of God. We have to die. Every one of us in our own sphere. If the Lord is calling you to be a prophet or a musician or whatever, teacher, you have to die to self. You have to say, just one moment, you have to just make a decision. What do you want? Do you want a forest or do you want to be a pine cone? Pine cone or forest? Question is not just to find your call or destiny, but to find what has been invested into you by God. The problem is, the question is asked wrong. People ask me this question, who am I? How do I find myself? I tell them, that's the wrong question. The right question is, where should I be? Where should I place the seed, what soil, so that that whatever has been placed in there in that DNA by God will be revealed? You don't need to search for anything. You just need to tell God, create element, soil around me where this seed can bring fruit, what it's supposed to bring. We don't like that soil, I guarantee you. Some in this building, they came up to that soil and said, no, it's not the right time. You understand, right? We come up and say, ooh, God, I understand it all, but I understand this clearly, and this message has been eaten. I understand it. I know what you know what I'm going to be saying, because you feel it by spirit. We're all going through it. Church right now is going through that stage where more and more people give their lives to God, not repenting, but give their lives to death so something would come alive. So the question is not in how do I find myself, but how do I take these things out of me? Where do I need to be placed so something will be changed, something will come out of me? That what has been placed there by the Lord? That's the question we should be asking. If you ask right questions, you get right answers. Do not, you don't search this, so you don't receive. Look. Remember, you're not what you want to do. You are what you cannot not do. Again, I'll repeat myself. You are not that which you want to do. You are that which you cannot not do. That's who you are. While you are figuring things out, what you want, what you cannot do, what you don't like, that's a very unique moment. Because I usually want what I'm not, and usually I cannot not do that, what I am. If I do that, I resist my nature. A flower cannot not smell. You understand, right? There's a rose, and it needs to do everything possible not to smell. It cannot not do that. It's her function. It's the function of a flower. It has it's in the DNA. It will bring an aroma. One time I saw how from a regular, calm man, by living even there back in Ukraine when I was growing up, I saw how from this proper man, they've created this angry monster in 1 minute. A couple of drunk guys started picking on his wife at the restaurant, and I'm thinking, you might be familiar with this particular incident. Quite a few of you have seen this. A couple of guys were sitting they were drunk, and they were picking on this young couple, him and his wife. And right away, I saw how that challenge that was thrown at him. You know, there's a simple guy, a proper guy sitting there talking. They're on a date, they have a dinner, and here a couple of drunk guys coming in, and they start picking. Picking, of course, on the woman. And I saw this young guy took everything off, took him outside and came back by himself. Yeah, his shirt maybe didn't look the same as he did before. He had certain things on him, but I saw that right now he entered into that soil that gave birth to something. You understand, right? You understand where I'm going with this. There are things that we cannot pass by. And what you think is an attack, the Lord wants to place you in that soil, but you have to allow him. Allow him to say, this is an attack. No, Job, it's not an attack. It's soil, Job. It's a soil. Just die. Die. Lord, but you said to just die. When you die completely, that's when the Lord comes and speaks to you. Listen, sometimes you think, oh, God doesn't do things this way. That's exactly how God does things. The seed has to die. Something has to happen with it. In other words, tell me truthfully, can something die without pain? Can something die in comfort? No. Death is discomforting. In other words, you cannot die upon a windowsill. You have to be placed into the soil that will influence you, will touch you, will destroy you, and will get things out of you. You understand me? But we do not allow anything to destroy us. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Every time, Lord, save me. Can you let go? The secret in death is to go with the flow, with his element. Just give yourself up to his element. What does the seed die when it dies? The secret is nothing. You understand? You receive answers right now. The seed doesn't do anything while still rolling on the windowsill. It attracts attention to itself while the pine cone is still on the tree.
Ничего.
Nothing. While you're still showing off, try to attract attention of the same pine cones as you. And you prophesy to everybody, a forest. There's a forest inside of you, and there's a crowd of pine cones that say, we have a forest. We have a forest. I believe that some of you are understanding something at the moment. Look, we will get to the bottom of this. This forest will grow. The Lord kind of uses the same principle. You say God cannot use these principles by throwing challenges, by doing things. Read the Bible. The whole Bible is full of thrown challenges and the reaction of these anointed people towards that. The whole Bible is full, exclusively from beginning to the end, by thrown challenges and the reaction of the anointed people towards that challenge, no matter what it is. Beginning with the very first book of Genesis, Eve had a challenge thrown at her. She didn't handle it correctly. You know, there are two types of calls. First is active. The second is passive. Passive call is when someone's throwing a call at you, a challenge, and you cannot react against it. The other challenge or call that you have to react on, and because you've stayed quiet, you've lost. Two types of challenges. We usually do vice versa. We misplace things. Where we have to have right reaction, we stay quiet. But where we have to stay quiet, we mumble and grumble. Flesh is right and left. We've changed our polarities. You know what happens when a call is thrown at you? There are two areas or two spheres. And remember, in movies, in cartoons, even Tom and Jerry, on a shoulder, there's usually an angel and a demon. One Jerry, white with a halo, with wings, and the other Jerry, he has got a pitchfork and he's in a red leotard suit with horns. One says, do it. The other says, don't do it. And then there's Jerry making a choice here. Beloved, do you know that this is not far from the truth? This is exactly how it happens. Our whole life is exactly like that. Unique, right? But it's the truth.
Вы знаете, что прямо сейчас
you know that right now you are in the process of
того, что вы брошено вызова,
the challenge has been thrown at you. You're either reacting right now or you soon will react to it. Right now, all of you in this building, if you will really think about this, about finances, cars, houses, wife, husband, whatever it would not be, in some sort of area, a call or a challenge has been thrown at you, and your reaction will determine your further actions. It could be a boss at work, whatever. Right now, I'm in a couple of different calls or challenges that were thrown at me. That's the process of life. That's the whole Bible is a challenge thrown and a reaction. What are you going to do, Daniel? When they will come out with this law, what are you going to do? Are you going to bow down to this idol? This is a challenge for you. This is it.
And
sometimes when you to react is to die, and sometimes to stay quiet also is to die. You understand? Spiritual people understand what I'm saying here. Sometimes to stay quiet is death, because everything on the inside of you wants to speak, wants to say and react, but God says, no, stay quiet. Die. God usually uses that principle not to destroy you, but to, first of all, for you and for everyone around you to find out what is hidden inside of you. Many, many years ago, I did not argue about who I am. I know who I am. There are many, many years of death and understanding and entrance into my element. And often I don't even work. My element is working. Thousands of people are transformed through my element, not by me. Beloved,
and that is what
pine cone doesn't need to go anywhere. The forest is growing by itself. Pine cone is laying in one spot, dead. The forest is growing, it's growing, it's becoming thicker, and there's more and more of it. And everyone's looking and saying, I want the forest too. But I tell you right now, the answer is, for the forest to grow, you need to stop wanting your own forest. You just need to die for everything, for good things and for bad things. Death is a very unique process. You enjoy it only when you are dead. The process of death, you don't enjoy that. Everything inside of you, all the instincts tell you, you need to survive. Everything inside of you cries out, one more try. One more breath. And God says, do not inhale, and everything inside of you says, inhale. One more. The Lord says, no, just sink. And you cry, save me, help. Pray. You know, a lot of people, they say, when I really needed someone the most, there was no one there. Thank God. Because he was there and he made it this way. This challenge, this appointment was created by God himself. Because supernaturally, to cry, no one hears you. The Lord does it this way, that no one hears you, so he can talk to you. Oh, we'll understand something. We'll get to the bottom of this. We know Job. You know how the devil threw a challenge at him. You know God allowed it. The devil was sure that Job will speak against God. Otherwise, he would play this game. He was sure. He said, God, just allow me to go and touch Job and you'll see what happens. He will curse you. God says, okay, let's test him. Let's test how is he? And we all remember the story. At the end of it all, Job was even more victorious because he went through his process. What he wanted, everything left him. And he said this one phrase, Lord, he gives and he takes away. You know who can say this? This can be only said by that person that completely trusts the Lord. God gave and he takes away. Let his name be blessed. I came into this life naked and I will leave naked. But his name will be holy. It is written that he did not sin. Yeah, he's spoken some things and he asked for forgiveness, but in that moment, Job did not sin. He proved, and the Lord said, you see, Satan, and the devil starts to dig more. Let's give him diseases. Let's do this. Sometimes some of us, we go through things. Lost a house, you lost your children. Wife leaves you, and the car broke down. And you say, Lord, what is this? It's all good. Let the Lord's name be blessed. Tomorrow it's not going to be the same. Tomorrow's a new day. Tomorrow the sun will come out. Go through the process of death. It was never comforting. Of course, I'm speaking to those that want to see something big in their lives. Why do we see so little of powerful and strong people? Because most people don't want to go through this process. All life, we want to remain a pine cone and to have a forest. It doesn't happen like that. That is unnatural. It is unnatural. Some people say, you can't. No, you cannot. If you will remain a pine cone and have a forest, it's not your forest. And it will never remain with you for a while. It's not your harvest. It will stay with you, some people say. I had 1,000 people around me. You know what? If they were really your people, they would have never left you. I'm not talking about local things. I'm talking about influence. I'm talking about your service, your ministry, the voice that is calling out, even, you know, those people that will be with you even if something happens. Remember the challenge that Goliath threw at David? What was he planning on fighting? No. Was he planning on fighting? Challenge. Determined who he was. Remember Esther, church. Esther. She's sitting, young woman. She doesn't have father or mother. She's brought up by her cousin. And from that young woman, they made her into such a warrior that she saved her people, her nation. What made Esther, this queen, the challenge that was thrown at her? We don't want these challenges, but church, we really need them. We don't want these challenges. Lord, this is so discomforting. But this, you know what I'm made up of? I'm made up of reaction against my challenges. You see, just a reaction right here against those things that came into my life and continue coming. You're not going to do it. I'm going to do it. Step forward. It's not going to work out. It will work out. Step forward and higher. You understand me? A thrown challenge. A reaction. It either breaks you and kills you, or it makes you stronger and grows. This reaction. Not be afraid of thrown challenges. The Lord says, say to the Lord, keep on bringing it. Come on. Jesus said, be of good cheer when you come into different temptations and trials, because you know that these temptations and trials and challenges will bring out a beautiful fruit in you. Remember Anna, how she was barren. She didn't have children, and her womb was throwing her a challenge. Others gave up, but not Anna. That thrown challenge to Anna made her the most strongest woman. Who remembers Ruth? You know why Ruth became Ruth? Thrown challenge. Everything died. She was an immigrant in Israel. She goes to the land or into a field where you cannot be. You're nobody in that land. Where the people that are locals have nothing to eat, and you come here, and you know what? This thrown challenge made her one of the most richest women, and in the process, she was in the genealogy of Christ himself. She was not a Jew, but she was in the line of genealogy of Christ. Hello, what is that? That is a thrown challenge.
Ruth.
How about Naomi? Naomi, she's beautiful, a grown woman. She was a grandma. She was thrown a challenge. She had a baby in her hands. And her breast started feeding the baby with milk. You know that that's supernatural. She is a grandma. She's got nothing. She's old. You cannot lactose. You cannot produce milk. Supernatural. There was a challenge thrown at her, and she was activated. She started producing milk. You know, we don't even know what is invested in us, what we have inside of us. You say you cannot. I say try it. You say it's not going to work out. I say you don't even know what is hidden inside of you. Supernatural kingdom of God is hidden inside of you. You can do all things if you would go through a process and you will allow God to take you through this process. You look at your abilities and God says, beloved Abraham, I don't need Hagar. I don't need Ishmael. I am waiting for your death so that I could give you mine. You don't need to help me. I'm waiting for your death. The whole Bible confirms this. It's a throne challenge and reaction. Some do this differently and wrong. Abraham had his try number one was wrong. But in the process, God gave him what he promised him. The secret, beloved, is in the throne challenge is and what we're going to do with it. Throne challenge. You know what a throne challenge is? A challenge is a truthful diagnosis. You know you're not throwing a challenge into the area where everything is good. Again, this is good. Look, the challenge, it will never be thrown at you into that area where everything is good. Challenge is thrown into the barren womb. A challenge is thrown, Abraham, you don't have children. A challenge is thrown into something. You understand what I'm saying here? Pay attention. This is beautiful. Why is a challenge thrown? Challenge is thrown to diagnose. And you will not do this. But look at your children. Look at your family. Look at your ministry. Look at yourself. The challenge is thrown in that area where do not fear these challenges. If challenge has been thrown, it's that area that needs to be checked. And that area, this is what the Lord wants to make stronger. And in that area, God Himself wants to look at your reaction, God Himself. What's going to happen to you? Oh, Lord, some think we're in church, we're sitting in church. Beloved, do you know here, we spent a couple of hours here and there, but majority of your life is out there at home. You get in your car, something happened to your heart. Challenge thrown. What are you going to do? You're driving. And you cannot reach your child, for instance. They're not picking up the phone. All these challenges. What happens if check doesn't come? I will react to that challenge. I will react to it. Uh-huh. What do you mean the money didn't come? It's mine. You understand? Our whole life is like that. Everything is throwing a challenge at you. A guy that cut you off in the car, he threw you a challenge on a highway. Everything is like that. You'll say, pray for me. I am under attacks of the devil. I say, no, beloved. The heaven itself is throwing a challenge at you, and God is waiting for your reaction. Do not wait for help. Do not search for men. I beg you, cut everything off, all these people off. Right now, some of you have names and phone numbers in your cell phone that you have to erase right now and never ever answer those phone calls. You understand, right now there's a challenge upon your computer. There are saved things that need to be taken care of. You come there, you turn on the computer and that challenge is right there. It's hanging right there. You know what I'm saying. We have different challenges. We're not going to go into details. It's right there. Parts of old life. It is right here. What are you going to do with it? Here are these friends. There's situations, this thing in my garage. You open up a garage and it is throwing itself at you. Something that was, you know, wrongfully attained, whatever. You know how it came. And you understand that this is a thrown challenge. Lord, but it's so expensive. Throw it into the fire. This thing got into your house. The Lord allowed it to come into your house to see your reaction. What are you going to do? Lord, this is a very expensive ring. Lord, you know that you've attained curse with that ring. What? It was a gift for what? For what services? What services did you perform? Get rid of it. Throw it out. And don't you even dare to remember about it. Oh, look how quiet it got. I think we're touching some spiritual things right now. I can go on and on and on. You all understand where we're heading with this. And we are full of thrown challenges. That gift from your ex. From your ex. You know, that gift destroys this part of clothing. It's bringing a spirit that you still cannot be delivered from. You still like to smell it. And remember her. You still like to look on that and remember him. Hello. Look at the spiritual message today. It's so spiritual. I think we got somewhere. I usually move through the prophetic. I didn't write this down. And if Daddy is leading me somewhere, I usually go that way. I go. Because you've asked God questions, why can I have a breakthrough? That holds your breakthrough. What is that? You know, and God knows. Deal with that. God still, for 5 years now, he's waiting for your reaction towards that thing. 5 years. The challenge has been thrown at you. There it is, standing, it's laying. There it is, hanging. There it has been given as a gift, and no one knows but you what that means. And why did you receive that? In what situation you received that? Oh, I like today's message, so truthful. Hallelujah. Thrown challenge. And you're saying, I'm ready, Lord. Why don't you deal with the things that nobody sees? Deal with that. With your soul ties, with your soul wounds, and soul attachments to different things. Deal with that. What is that? I cannot throw it out. It reminds me of him. Bring it into the fire. The Lord is waiting for reaction. Get rid of it, bury it, because a piece of you that God does not need will be buried with that thing. Together, with that phone, with this, with that, with her, with him, with that binder that is saved in your computer as a part of your life is in there, it's hidden. That right there, nobody knows, no one will get to it. But you, because there are a lot of passwords there. How does he know everything? You know, I have this thing, it's called a prophetic gift. I say things, it's not even written down, and some people react. You say, oh, wow, the Lord told me about him. Of course, 100%, sure, the Lord told me about you. I guarantee you. You don't understand how sometimes I hit bullseye, such a bullseye. I can't even get clearer than that. People come from the other country and say, how is it that you name that situation, the time, and the things that were happening? I said, I don't even know anything. What are you saying? Just like now. Something's just flowing. Something that we might not understand. Well, someone understands it. Please, think, what is it that I cannot do and tell me about it? So, in the process, I can achieve that. If you think about it, our whole life, just think, today's not that message where you have to react a lot. You just need to just absorb, just listen. The throne challenge. Throne challenge. And our reaction. Remember David and the city of Zion. It was the only fortress that David could not capture. Zion, the walls of Zion, they were very, very tall. And these people were laughing at David all the time. And there were even phrases and songs where they would sing that David will not enter there. They would pick at him. The Bible speaks just a little bit about it, but when you go through an original, read the story and history of Zion. It was like a spot in David's eye. Can you imagine? Everything was captured by that particular place. And that city was laughing at him. You're not going to take us. You're not going to take us. They'd laugh at David. They would sing songs at a lame and the weak can, you know, get rid of David. That would show how small David was and how big we are. And we ourselves have our Zion that laughs at us right now. And you walk around him every day. You remember it. It remembers you. And it laughs at you. You're not going to throw it out. You're not going to delete. You're not going to delete. And around and around and around. You know, soul wounds and things that are not healed. You know what? This thing you think heals you. No, God has to heal you. Not that thing. Not that person. Not that phone number. Not that individual. Do not walk around it. Let's read that scripture. I have a little bit of time left. Look. 2 Samuel 5, 6. Look how everything was so unique. 2 Samuel 5, 6. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites. The inhabitants of the land who said to David, you shall not enter here, for the blind and the lame will prevent you. They thought David cannot come in here.
Они говорили так, потому что думали, что Давид не сможет вступить в их город.
Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion.
It's
written in one verse, but David took a while to capture that city. Jebusites are laughing at you. And this thing is laying there, and you walk around it, and you can't put it on you, you can't throw it out. You know there's such a thing. You cannot put it on because your conscience, you know, judges you, and you can't throw it out.
And it's
right there.
Занесен он тебе где-то там на компьютер, там на сдвижит он этот DVD-шечка, это лежит, и ты бедный, никак не можешь расстаться с ней,
это
CD-шечка. Не можешь расстаться с этими штучками, всякими прибаушками, своими игрушками. Уже за нож
потянул. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is, the city of David.
Можешь себе представить, он насколько... Я много лет назад говорил
о чём-то. Можете
представить, как достал Сион Давида?
Can you imagine how Zion got to David?
Just imagine. Сотни километров в любую сторону.
Of kilometers он назвал of property
именно
of land.
Своим городом. Он сказал, but he called
Zion, the city, said, that's it, I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to make this my city as a testimony.
Что брошенный тебе
you understand,
вызов
the challenge that has been thrown at you in the process becomes
городом.
Your city.
В котором ты живешь,
you live in,
and this challenge has been thrown at you by God himself, it becomes for you a platform for your ministry, your death,
and death of that thing becomes a platform for you, for your movement.
With David,
he could have lived anywhere else. No, he captured Zion, he called it Jerusalem, and said, this is the city of David, period. Because he had it up to here, and that's how you are, you walk, and you walk around.
I know this one guy, I was watching on TV, he was watching pornography and all the sexual perversion,
pornography,
and he was a Christian guy, he was one of the ministers, and when he said he conquered it, and when he stopped doing it, he said it was a huge win for him, it was a few years back, and I looked at that guy, and he said, when I won that over, when I conquered it, nobody knew. I put my ministry aside and I said, from now on I will be in this ministry. I will set those people free. I will let them know how to be set free from pornography. And he said, this is what my ministry will be. Do you understand me?
That is the testimony. That is
your testimony. Do you know that was like a throw-in challenge?
Реакция Анны на этот вызов. Вот он ходит, Самуил.
and look at Anna's reaction. Samuel was walking, look at David's reaction. It was city of David. And that guy, he came outside and he said, you know what, yeah, that was my weakness, and I conquered it. And then he started ministry in a category of people who were addicted to pornography and sexual perversion. You're the only one who knows your little thing that bothers you, and you know what your Zion is. What your city is.
Получили многие годы. Вы знаете, Божий генерал, посмотрите. Вы знаете, что Джон Александр Дауи один из самых был больных.
John Alexander Downer, remember?
Когда в церкви умирали все.
When people died in his church from like different diseases.
Они хоронили сотни, сотни.
They just buried people by hundreds and hundreds. He said no, and that became his ministry. He was the healer. That's what his ministry was. He was dying himself, and the little girl came up to him, grabbed him by the hand, and he rose up. And that became his ministry. And you know what? You need to die. It needs to be your platform, and that will be your ministry. Right now, it's just an embarrassing thing that you don't want to talk about, but it will be your ministry once you conquer it. And remember, like David, he probably didn't want to hear anything about Zion, the city of Zion, from Jerusalem. He probably did not want to hear a word about it. And at one perfect moment, he just got it. He got the city. And he called the city the city of David. He said, I will live here. Look. That day David said to his men, to defeat the Jebusites, you must go through the water tunnel. Then you can reach those crippled and blind enemies. This is why people say the blind, the crippled may not enter this place. So David lived in a strong walled city and called it the city of David. That was his challenge. And you take care of it. We all have our own challenges that are thrown to us, and once we take care of them. David built more buildings around it, beginning where the land was filled in. He also built more buildings inside the city. He became stronger and stronger because the Lord God All-Powerful was with him. That challenge that was thrown to David, it was so serious that David even called the city of David. The challenge usually reveals our weaknesses. Don't be afraid of the challenge. Sometimes we're afraid of challenges because they show you. It's like a little arrow that points. And sometimes it even blinks. And you don't want to look, you don't want to pay attention to it. Let nobody see it, let nobody hear it. Praise God, everything is good. Let's fall, let's wave with the flag, let's be in the glory. But once you get out of the portal and all out of the glory, everyone just smiling at you, they know. Is that familiar to you guys? You know, those challenges reveal the weaknesses. And we need those little things. We need those people who would say, so where is your God? Where is your God? You go to the right church, right? That is the challenge. Hug him and say, thank you. Without you, how could I live? I know, I'm sorry, but I will have to kill you. I'm not talking about physically. I'm just talking about killing the situation. You know, sometimes we're just laughing here. Sometimes people pick on you that you start crying.
Вы знаете,
you know,
Елкана знал, куда двигать. Вы знаете, что Финана знала, куда у Анны
Финана, Анна.
А, нет,
дед. They had their weaknesses. They said, oh, you don't have children, do you? Yeah, you don't. And it was her weakness, and it blew up in her. And then God said, and then she called to God and said, give me a child. Give me a boy.
Еще Елкана там где-то упал.
She's... So, and remember her husband? What? Isn't I'm not enough to you? You want kids? Aren't I enough for you? You know, he was kind of crazy. Why would you compare yourself with kids? Do you understand what are you talking about? The love towards kids and love towards wife is different. Sometimes women get so carried away once they give birth to their children that sometimes men, their husbands, kind of get jealous that the kids get more attention. But it's okay, let her rejoice and she will get back to you. Let her enjoy the child. The challenge that we are been thrown reveals our weaknesses. It will catch us, or it will make us a champion. A challenge is not thrown to you where everything is fine. A challenge is thrown to remind you to kind of torture you, torment you a little, pick on you. Have you seen those girls or guys that would say they don't have anything, but they would say this car is just annoying? You know, that one guy says, oh, I bought a third one. What are you trying to say that? What are you trying to say now? Don't bug me. How, you know, you're trying to let your, you know, feelings out, and they say they bought another car. You know, you've been working so hard at your job, and this one guy comes up to you and says, oh, I'm going fishing this weekend. And he says, I'll do some fishing for you as well. You know, they're just picking on you. If everyday challenges that we are being thrown by people around us, if it wasn't for them, I don't think I would be where I am right now, and I would achieve what I achieved right now. You know, sometimes a person says, I'm nobody. You know, when somebody tells me I'm nobody, I'm like, oh, really? I'm nobody? Then I have a chance to become someone. Right? So we have to first get to nobody, and then we start from the nobody. I'm not against that. I'm for it. The less I achieve, that means the more I can achieve. When someone tells you, you're nobody, amen. That's good. Start from there. That means I will have a bright future. You're nobody. No, you won't achieve anything. We'll do anything so that you are not successful in life. You know how people say, if you have a lemon, make a lemonade. And enjoy it. Oh, I can't do something? That means I'll achieve something. You're telling me I'm nobody? Then I'll become someone. You know, I understood that I consist of reactions to the challenges that are thrown at me. What do I do? And I understood that everything that I do is like a reaction to a challenge that has been thrown to me by a devil or people around me. And when devil told me nothing will be achieved by your encounters, you know how devil works? He works through people, right? People who are close to us. And, you know, sometimes they would, you know, pick on me and say, your encounters are just going to, you know, last a year and a half. And when I heard that, I said, I'm buying a campus to prove all of you. You know, that when we bought the campus, it was a challenge that was thrown to me by one person. The campus where we do encounters, that we have been doing encounters at for six years. It was a challenge that was thrown to me. You know, we wanted to rent a building, but when they told me your encounters won't last for more than 2 years, I chose to buy a campus to prove them wrong. And I said, that will be the point where people will encounter God. And I walked around that place and I said, in this building, reformers will be born. It was a challenge that was thrown to me by a devil. And he said, you won't do it. And I proved him wrong that I did it. And I bought the campus when nobody could pay for the building. It was just one little thing. And when I started rewinding all my life, all my challenges, my global ministry, everything, it was a challenge. And when someone told me, you're not going to achieve it, I wanted to prove them wrong, and I did it. You know, we all have chances to achieve something. Look at something. You know, your challenges might be small. They start at small things. You know, you've been throwing a challenge in your family, in your friends, and that's where it will all begin. And from there, it will increase. Seriously, I thought of it, and that's how it is. I consist of reactions to the thrown challenges. Everything that is moving right now with the speed, it was all caused by the challenges that were thrown to me, and I wanted to prove people wrong. You know, it's amazing when God anoints you, because you don't have to bow down before anyone, you don't have to wait for no approval of someone. When God tells me, you know, God, He said, son, I will prove them wrong. And He just does it. You know what? Because I reacted to the challenges that were thrown to me. Are you reacting? And you know what? I like when I'm being thrown a challenge. Because people from my side can see what I'm not having enough of. And when they're throwing me that challenge, that means I'm not having something. I'm missing something here. Do you understand me? Your reaction is not, should be, oh, look at yourself, or where are you? What do you mean by that? You know, say thank you. I probably wouldn't notice it without you, but you just pointed out to me. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know that there's a crack on the wall, that there is something missing there. You know, that's why it says love the enemy. You know, who else would tell you the truth? Your friends will just smile and wave at you. Only enemies will point out the wrong things at you. You know, the enemy just comes and just points out the wrongs and the mistakes. That's why it says love your enemies, because without them, where would you be? Let them keep talking and let us transform. I like it when people throw challenges at me. When somebody tells me I cannot achieve something, something activates in me that wants to achieve something. I'm running out of time. Time. This is the interesting part, and I'm not having enough time. Not a while ago, we had a cat that died. We have a coyote there that was running around, and it just bit a piece of flesh on the neck. And we didn't see it for a few weeks, and it came home a few weeks later almost dead, and we couldn't tell what was wrong with it. And when we brought it to the veterinarian guys, for the pet doctors to see the cat, you know, and they started to... This cat that was almost dead, that could not even meow, you know, when the doctors kept wanted, you know, touched it where it was painful, a beast woke up with that cat. Just as soon as the doctor started pulling something out of the cat's neck or the wound, the cat just woke up. You know, that's how it is. Sometimes, you know, you might think, oh, we're not have enough strength for this and that. It's just that people didn't push on those buttons. You know, the doctor didn't touch the tail. He touched the wound. And people, the enemies, are pushing our buttons. And that's what gets us to react.
Amen.
To those challenges. They sewed up the wound, and then she left, and coyotes ate it. First time they didn't finish eating it, the second time they finally ate it.
Я люблю котов. Ну,
I love
ну,
cats,
съели,
but
ничего.
They just ate it.
Но это не про образ того, о чем я говорю сегодня.
But it's not what I'm trying to say.
Не голова, кстати. С головой все нормально.
Not the naked cat. Not the cat that has no fur. The naked cat is perfect.
Это была пушистая кошечка.
That was the puffy cat.
Бабушка была.
She was a grandma.
В общем, койоты ее не доели.
She's in heaven probably now.
Жалко было, ну, ничего не делать, жизнь такая.
We felt sorry for it, but it's life.
Так, назад в проповедь, куда это мы?
Okay, back into message.
Брошенный кем-либо вызов, я заканчиваю.
A challenge that is thrown by someone.
Или чем-либо вызов.
Or by something.
Тебя из комфорта.
Will take you out of comfort. It will make you think.
Никогда не бойся, когда кто-то
бросает тебе. Don't be afraid when someone throws you a challenge, but thank God for letting that situation come into your life that opened up something in you. You know, I think that cat probably impressed herself, you know, when she was just laying there half dead, like a beast rose up on her.
Нам всем в жизни нужен брошенный кем-то вызов.
You know, we always need a challenge.
Жизненно необходим.
It is like a life.
Иначе
it's like a breath of life.
Слягаем в комфорте.
Otherwise, we're just gonna be grown. You know, we're gonna ingrow into obesity, and we're just gonna be fat. Who will not want anything? Everything is good. They don't need to go anywhere. God is with us, and nothing happens in our lives. And God's mercy is just throwing the challenges. That is the mercy of God. You know, our life is not to get obese. Our life is to be active. And thank God for the challenges and ask God for challenges. Tell Him, show me where my weaknesses are. Show me where I need to conquer something. Show me what I need to fix. Show me what I need to achieve or win over. Show me, reveal. Let this challenge make me a champion.
Let
me become the owner of a city and call it my city by my name. We need the challenges because only the challenges make us live. Give God glory. Let's rise up. Quietly think of what's been said. Just say to Him, Father, what's sleeping inside of me? What's inside of me? What is hidden in me? I ask you to place me into that soil where I will be waking up. I don't want to live my life and looking at someone else's success. I don't want to live my life and be a cheerleader of someone else's success. I don't want to live my life to be a viewer of someone's successful life. I want my life to be successful. I want to die for you. I want to die and arise for you. I want to see my harvest. And I want to see my success for Him. I don't want to do something. I want to be it. And only I can become it through death and through challenges that are thrown. And challenges that are thrown to us will make us what God wants us to be. Father, I believe that you're raising up the champions, and some people in this building have been thrown challenges, and this challenge will decide what they need, and it will make them breathe and be active. I thank you, Jesus, that you allow us to have these enemies in our lives that point out the weaknesses. They point out with their fingers our problems. Thank you for the enemies. Thank you again and again. You said love your enemies. Love your enemies. We thank you and we ask, please point us what is there that is on the way to you. Let us just bury that seed that is unneeded in our lives. you can only touch the generation, a generation that has been through fears, who became the soil of those us up. Take us through that death and have us come out as champions, as winners. Only you deserve all the glory. Only before you every knee will bow down. On earth, on heaven, and beneath the earth will bow down to you and only. Amen. Give him glory. Thank you, Sir Jesus.